الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآنه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المهاجر من هجر ما نهى الله عنه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created hours, minutes, seconds, and also milliseconds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of years, months, days, and also weeks. In order for all of these to function, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a unique system and a unique calendar. This month of Muharram is famous for many, many incidents. But it is also famous for the Hijri calendar, the Islamic calendar that we follow. But before we go into the detail of the Hijri calendar, the Islamic calendar, we will mention a few points with regards to the sanctity and the honor and the reverence and the respect this month of Muharram opt to be given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem mentions, إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. The count of months in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are 12 months. Out of these 12 months, there are four auspicious and very sacred months. And these four months are Rajab, Dhul Qa'da, Dhul Hijjah, and Muharram, the month that we are in currently. If we look at these four sacred months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us with four sacred months, excluding the month of Ramadan. So, in total, as far as the sacred months are concerned, there are 5 months that are sacred. So we can safely say that for every non-sacred month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with a sacred month. And this is so that we can score, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with these sacred months as a privilege unto us and as an opportunity for us to score. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which fast is best after the fast of Ramadan? We know in terms of fasting, it is a very, very great act of ibadah. It requires a lot of strength. The Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَفْضَلُ السِّيَامِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ, that the best fast after the month of Ramadan is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of Muharram. Can you see the amazing manner in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba radiallahu anhu? That this month is no ordinary month. It is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shahrullahil Muharram. And if you look at just these two words, Shahrullah, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will understand that anything that is linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala automatically gains respect, gains honor, and is automatically picked up to a lofty position. For example, our first kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can understand that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffixed and attached and linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoys a special position and special rank. Even if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if you do not believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can never be a Muslim. And by virtue of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being linked and attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the best of creation to ever step foot on the surface of this earth. So dear beloved brothers in Islam, what we understand is that anything that is linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala automatically enjoys great position and is exalted. Therefore, Ka'batullah, the Kaaba that people circumambulate, they move around the Kaaba. They are not worshipping the Kaaba. It belongs to who? It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are circumambulating the Kaaba, but in essence, they are not worshipping the Kaaba, they are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But can you see how this Kaaba is linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ka'batullah. in a similar manner. Baytullah. The house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every masjid that we go to is different in terms of design, in terms of the exterior and interior. But we see that it is linked to the Ka'batullah, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the place of worship. Why? Because it is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As well as the camel, at the time of Salih alayhi salam, was also referred to as Naqatullah, the camel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because it was linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it had certain limitations and certain restrictions. So what we understand is that anything that is linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala automatically receives admiration. As well as the month of Muharram, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith, Shahrullah, it is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they specified three sets of fasting. We mentioned that fasting is a great act of ibadah. The first set was the last 10 days of Ramadan. Why? Because every second in the month of Ramadan is valuable. Even the day and the night is valuable, and they were also in search of Laylatul Qadr. The second set that they specified of 10 days of fasting was the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. We know that these are the days of Hajj. Qurbani is also made during this time. And the ibadah at night is equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. And the second and the third set of 10 days that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu specified was the first 10 days of Muharram. So we understand how sanctified this month of Muharram was. The question is, now we already in the 15th month, the 15th day of Muharram, what can we do? Because we already missed the 9th and 10th. If we fasted on the 9th and 10th, then very, very good. The reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with. But if we miss that, and if we miss the ayyamul bid, the 13th, 14th and 15th, we can also score. There is always an opportunity in Islam for us to score and for us to uplift ourselves in terms of spirituality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, for one day of fasting in the month of Muharram, we will receive the reward equivalent to 1 month of fasting. Allahu Akbar. So if we are strong, if we have a lot of strength, fasting, especially with our climate in South Africa, is not very easy. But if you have the ability, if you fast 12 days in the month of Muharram, automatically in your books of deeds, imagine when the books of deeds are presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this servant so and so, he fasted for the entire year. Imagine how happy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get. Even out of the month of Ramadan, if we fast on the 13th, 14th and 15th of every month, the reward is equivalent to fasting for 1 month. So imagine 3 days if we sacrifice for fasting, every month we will receive the reward of fasting for the entire year. This is how merciful, this is how much of opportunity, how much of privilege Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us in order for us to score. That is why the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they took great opportunity. Hazrat Hassan, they used to fast continuously throughout the month of Muharram. Abu Umama rahmatullah alayhi, what he mentions, that when in a home and fumes were seen, we will understand that that home actually is an entertaining guest. Why? Because it wasn't common for fire to be lit, for people to be eating during the day in Muharram. Most of the households were fasting in the month of Muharram. After understanding the sanctity of Muharram, how auspicious Muharram is, now we will come to a very, very important aspect, and that is the aspect of the Gregorian calendar. We are all well aware with regards to the Gregorian calendar. It follows the sun. 1446 has passed. Now we entered a new year, and that is the year 1447. Make ourselves acquainted with the Islamic calendar. But the fact of the matter is, why we do not follow the solar calendar, the Gregorian calendar, because the Gregorian calendar has a lot of flaws and a lot of paganism, a lot of old traditions within the Gregorian calendar. For example, before 1752, the Gregorian calendar started with March, and the 10th month was actually December. In Latin, December actually means 10. But it was changed to begin with January and end with December. Up till this very moment, people cannot give a proper explanation with regard to the 29th of February. We know the 29th of February, after every 4 years, the leap year enters. So, if a person lived in this world for 20 years, for example, but if he celebrated his birthday and if he was born on the 29th of February, although in Islam we don't celebrate birthdays, then what we would say is, because the leap year occurs after every 4 years, if we say 4 divided by 20 is 5, it won't make sense. Why? Because a person is only 5 years old, but he lived in this world for 20 years. So you can understand the Gregorian calendar has a lot of flaws. That is why we do not follow the Gregorian calendar. Furthermore, the names for the months of the year, where it came from, what is the root? January is coming from Jamus. February is coming from Februs. March is coming from Matthias. July is coming from Julius Caesar. August is coming from Augustus. Even the days of the week as well. Monday is known for the day people used to worship the moon. Sunday is known for the day people worship the sun. So we understand from these examples that as Muslims, we are only familiar with the calendar because we're living in a country that follows the calendar. But as Muslims, our Islamic identity is the Hijri calendar and is the Islamic calendar. That is why Imam Hassan, what does he say? He say that as Muslims, we are very, very blessed because why? We start off our year with a very auspicious month, the month of Muharram, and we end the year with the auspicious month, the month of Zulhijjah. But we know, as far as the kuffar, we well aware with regards to what happens on the 31st of December and the 1st of January. Once that clock strikes 12, we know what mannerisms the people are behaving in. That is why, as far as our decision making, as far as our regret and remorse over the year, this should not be in December and January. Because why? This is the Gregorian, this is the Kufar's calendar. Our calendar is the Islamic calendar. Decision making, remorse, regret, analysis of the year should be done when? Should be done in Zulhijjah and Muharram, because this is the end and this is the beginning of the Islamic calendar. That is why Mawlana Mazhar is a great